Welcome to the 10th day of Christmas. If you were to take a survey of your average Christian church, average Christians, and have them list all the characters that they read about in the Christmas narratives of the Gospels, I'll bet there's two characters that hardly ever get mentioned. Most Christians can mention Mary and Joseph, of course, and the wise men, and the shepherds. But there's two characters that most people never think about. We're going to look at them today. The text is from Luke chapter 2, starting about verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ, the Lord's Messiah. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. So there's our first character, the unknown Simeon, with a lot of interesting things that he has to say. But let's go on, continue reading our text for this morning. And that's from the next verses, verses 36 through 38 of chapter 2 in Luke. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. So there's our unknown characters, Simeon and Anna. So what do we notice about these two people? First, they were both devout Jews. They were both servants of God in his temple, and these were not renegades. They were not apostates. These were the devout and faithful Jews of Jesus' day. Second, Simeon was waiting for something called the consolation of Israel. And it's stated by Luke as though everybody knows what the consolation of Israel is. In the King James Version, I think I'm looking at the King James Version, which has the consolation capitalized. Like, we're all supposed to know what the consolation of Israel is. Well, I bet most people know less about the consolation of Israel than they do about Simeon. The interesting, the word, Greek word there is related to the Greek word which describes the Holy Spirit as a comforter. And sometimes you hear people speak of the Holy Spirit as the paraclete. That's related to the word here for consolation. So what is the consolation of Israel? It's obviously something of a good message, such as the gospel is the good news. Joseph Henry Thayer's Greek-English Lexicon of the New Testament says that the Jewish rabbis called the Messiah the consolor, the comforter, and thus the consolation of Israel was the messianic salvation that the Messiah would provide. But the question is the consolation strictly something for an individual down in your heart or only after you die? Or is it for Israel in a social and cultural sense? Well, you know my biases by now. I think this is talking about something that's bigger than just what happens to us when we die. It's a national salvation in the sense that it belongs to Israel as a nation, but the Greek word for nation, remember, is related to our English word ethnic. But even that fails to delineate the fact that there are those who are genealogically sons of Abraham but are not truly sons of Abraham because they don't have the faith of Abraham. So this is a salvation that pertains to Israel considered as a body of faithful people, but it's national in the sense that it's not just individual. In verse 26, it's said that he knew from the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. Christ being here Messiah, and it's the Lord's Messiah. And yet the Messiah is also Christ the Lord. Anyway, Simeon says that his eyes have now seen God's salvation. So in other words, the Christ is identified with God's salvation. And it's a salvation which he has prepared for the face of all people. It's a light to lighten the Gentiles. And this light is the glory of thy people Israel. I think we've seen these themes before. Salvation and a light to the Gentiles. These are all speaking of Christian civilization and the message of the angels to the shepherds, peace on earth. But Simeon speaks of the people of Israel. Now, I don't think that this is speaking of the national leaders of Israel. I think it's speaking of the faithful people of Israel. The national leaders, I believe, were all judged and destroyed by Rome in AD 70. But I think he's talking about those that Paul talks about in Romans as the true Israel, the true Jew, those who are Jews inwardly and not just outwardly, Jews by faith. Clearly, Simeon was a man of faith, faith in the promises of God's prophets. He's thinking about a message that's to all people, to the Gentiles and the people of Israel. Luke describes Anna in terms of her genealogy, in terms of her being of the tribe of Asher, for example. She gave thanks likewise, it says, unto the Lord, that is, like Simeon did, and spoke of Jesus as the Lord's Christ for all who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. The word redeem has reference to buying a slave out of slavery, and being freed from slavery is certainly a word of consolation. When I hear the word consolation, I think of the phrase consolation prize. In other words, you're a loser, but here's something to make you feel better anyway. But I think what's meant here is after a nation experiences slavery, captivity to another nation and to a pagan nation, consolation means an end to slavery. Redemption, being redeemed, means an end to being a slave. And that's a good news, not you're a loser, but here, feel better anyway. It's interesting that Anna is described as a prophetess. Women have a tendency to feature prominently in Luke's gospel, and I think it's clear that Anna was considered a genuine prophet of God. So Luke says, in a few words, many key ideas which we've already looked at before, salvation, civilization, peace. In the words that Luke uses, redemption, consolation, a light to the Gentiles, a message for the face before the face of all people. And it is the devout and faithful Jews who recognized Jesus as their Messiah. So a short message this morning, but we'll make up for it with a little longer message this evening as we look at the third of the five things that you should know, five things you were deprived of by your government-approved education. We'll see you this evening.